Yes, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, dear listeners. And welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, it's the 15th of July, 2025. It's Tuesday morning. And welcome to Early Morning Scoop. That is your favorite program that we look at economic development. We look at issues which affect our bread and butter. And it's always, Moro is very honored to be here, particularly from this, from 6 o'clock until the hour of 7:30. We are here, to give you updates on what's happening, particularly in terms of the economy, in terms of trade, in terms of, the future of skills, the future of the job market. And, yeah, this is a platform that, is a conversational platform. However, this morning, it's always, very important to look at, some of you are waking up. Some of you are already on your way to work. Some of you are already at work. And, some of you are still, in bed. Yeah, but, we need to understand that, it's always very important to look ahead. And it's also very important to look at, listening to those who have been around for a long time. So that's why today we are saying, looking at, some of, African, literature. There is a proverb which is indicating to say, every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up and, it knows it must run faster than, the fastest lion or it will die. And on the other side also, every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up, but its mission is only to make sure that it runs, faster than the slowest gazelle so that, it has something to eat. Or it will also, die. So it is indicated that in Africa, when the sun comes up, you better, start running. So that's why in this regard, they are saying your morning start, the time that you wake up. And it's always very important to look at, the time that, is there. That's why, it's indicated that, time wasted is an income lost. It's a capital that you will never get. And, is the only, capital that you use without knowing your balance. So that's why it's always very important to make sure that, whenever you wake up, you're energetic, look at, what you can do for yourself, for your family, and for your country also, and if needs be, even, for your continent. So, dear listeners, as it has always been the case, this is your conversational program. It's a program that we look at, global updates, continental updates, and also local updates. We also look at what we have on the table. What we have on the table, we discuss, economic reports. We update you on where the country is going. That's why it's always very important to make sure that, you contribute to the conversation that we bring about. You contribute to the conversation that we bring about because we are indicating that, for us to build this country, Namibia, for us to face these challenges and overcome them, we need to make sure that we address issues. We need to make sure that we address issues not only in terms of speaking, but in terms of also acting upon them, and also in terms of giving relevant, right, and up-to-date information. Because when you give right information, decision makers, implementers will be able also to have that guiding compass to make sure that those obstacles, those challenges that this country is facing, they are addressed. And yeah, we also give you we touch on decisions, look at political decisions, we look at institutions, we look at agencies, and all sectors of development, because we would like to indicate that in terms of the content of development, because we understand that, when it's coming to development, that concept has been not well defined. But 2010, post 2010, economists and development researchers started to make sure that when somebody is talking about development, the process of development cannot be complete without inclusion of all the sectors, all the factors which include human development, because, you know, those years when somebody speak about development, people talk about infrastructure, people talk about roads, people talk about hospitals, you know, people talk about, you know, railway connections and all those things. But the main content, the main center of development, development was supposed to be defined by human beings, but centered on human development. That's why, for those of you who read, continental reports and plan, you'll be able to understand that even where the continent is going, in terms of or what is indicated to be African continental or African Agenda 2063, if you look at those aspiration, yeah, you'll be able to understand that Africa is aspiring to be advanced and development, which is human-centered. And it's very important to look at that. What is human development? What are some of the indicators of human development and all those things? So, yeah. And yeah, before we go to the conversation for today, this morning, before we go to the conversation for today, we are always indicating to you that for you to be up to date with current economic content, developmental content, technological content, and content which has to do with bread and butter, content which has to do with bread and butter. So it's very important to make sure that you follow us at our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. When you do that, it's like you bought your ticket to write information. You bought your ticket to write information, and you also be able to expand your thinking, because we don't only update on economic affairs. We also look at issues of technology. We look at issues of international relations, and we look at all the sectors which are centered on how we can advance our country. So it's very crucial to make sure that you follow us on our social media platform, like our page, share our page, because those who share our page will also allow others who follow them to make sure that they follow us, and they will never miss out. Interestingly, on top of that, we have the Villager newspaper, that is e-paper. It's coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that is where you get your content on what is happening in the country in terms of economic development. We look at farming, we look at trade, we look at statistics, we look at social development, we look at issues of international affairs. And yeah, that's why I'm always indicating to say, if you are a student of economics, student of political science, student of law, student of media, and every interested individual who is centered on development, don't miss out with the Villager newspaper, because it will be one of the contributors to your field of study, one of your contributors also to the projects that you are developing, because when you understand the broader context of the country's economy, then you'll be able to expand your research and also find a niche in topics that you get and that you are interested in, and connect the dots, because research is about finding not only data, but data that you can interpret, you can analyze, make them information, interpret and use them, and for the development of your country. Because one of the things that we don't really look at is development being driven by research and advancement. So that is the Villager newspaper. You can subscribe to the newspaper. Send your number, your name, and save that number, 081-241-44. And you will get the Villager newspaper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. Yeah, and there are also, as we are talking about digitalization, as we are talking about the world of advancement, we are indicating to you that we have Eagle FM app. Eagle FM app is a better, best, smart way of accessing Eagle FM radio. And you can only do that because there are always those who are saying, Eagle FM, why am I not able to listen to your programs and shows anymore? Are you guys not operational? We are indicating to you, as we have been always saying, we are operational. You can listen to the radio anywhere wherever you are through Eagle FM app. Through Eagle FM app. How do you do that? You can only do that when you go to Play Store. When you go to Play Store, you download. Just take your smartphone. Take your computer. Take your smartphone. You go to Play Store, download Eagle FM app. And when you download the Eagle FM app, it's a smart and fast way of accessing us. Download that app. When you just open it, automatically you listen to the programs which are already on air. And when you find yourself in a situation that, you know, you were not able to catch up with programs which, were on air that time, or you were busy, you were at work, you were at the gym, you are doing something of equal importance also. There is a better way of accessing previous shows and programs. That is, of course, by going to podcast. You go to podcast. When you go to podcast, you find those documented shows and programs with their hosts. And you can also be able to listen to them at your own pace. So download the Eagle FM app. Make your life easier. Wherever you find yourself, you can be outside the country. You can be in... can be in Dubek, you can be in Cairo, you can be in Moscow, you can be in Tehran, wherever you are finding yourself in the world. When you download that, you have access to internet, then your life is more easier. You get your economic content, local, regional, and international. And yeah, the other thing that we need to look at is also Imba app. Imba app is better simplified version of your hymn book in a digital form. And that is, of course, accessing your hymn book just via your phone. Those of us who go to church, can be those of you who are pastors or, you know, church persons, because, you know, in the Shwambo way, there is a different way of saying it, but those church persons, those who are committed people, and also an individual, you can be called to a graduation party, you are called to a wedding, you are called to a birthday, even life events such as, you know, those dark days of the family or the country. It's a death, it's a funeral. You have to sing from a hymn book. And situations are there, you don't have a hymn book. So you are just coming from work, but you have to go and give respect to a loved one. So what you can do, just go, don't scratch your head, because we got you. That's why we are saying in this time of digitalization, we got you, and you don't need to panic, because we got you in the sense that you can access your hymn book, your Ehangano book, just by going to Play Store, download Imba app. When you download Imba app, you have access to a rich content of a hymn book, because what is very interesting is that it's not only in Oshuambo, but in many other local Namibian languages. You can find it in English, Chierero, Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So do that, download the Imba app, and you make your life easier. So, dear listeners, we are going to a commercial break. Then from there, we are going to look at what is happening internationally. What is happening at the continental level, and from there we are going straight to the conversation for today, because today we are going to look at World Economic Forum Future of Jobs report, and what are some of the most required and relevant skills that will be needed by 2030. And it's also very important also to look at how you are going to position yourself, what skills are going to be necessary, and how you can navigate this complicated, unpredictable world of advancement and changes. So that's what we are going to look at. And I'm going to be joined by Nginomeno Erastus, our in-house economist, and who is going to shed some more light on that. Where are we standing as a country in terms of future of job skills? Where are we standing as a country? And also, apart from where are we standing, what are we doing about where the country is going, particularly in terms of the job market, and also the expansion of skills, either is employees, employers, entrepreneurs, and all those things, because the world is always moving somewhere, and it's always very good to look at to make sure that you align your personal goal to your regional, to national, and continental, and indeed the global goals, because you need to understand where the world is going. You need to understand what is needed. You need to understand what are skills that is needed, and also the difference between, you know, is it right only to focus on completing a course or get the relevant skills that you can implement to be the change that you want to be in your country and also in your region. So let's go to a commercial break. Then we can continue with the conversation.
Lipurane ngendo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabu ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali hea vi nola natu. Heari bali no heari ileko berewa bura hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager. Wherever you are.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And before we go to the content of the conversation that we have today, let us look at what is trending in Africa. Yeah, as we understand that Nigerians are mourning the departure of their ex-president or former president, that is Muhammadu Buhari, who dies at the age of 82 in London. And that is one of the news which came yesterday. And they are mourning based on that. And Nigeria is one of the one of the country with, like many other countries, with rich natural resources, highest number of or most populated country that is beyond 100 million people in Africa. And yeah, when you look at the role that Muhammadu Buhari played in Africa, it's quite significant, particularly in, you know, fighting, you know, those fighting terrorism, And most of you know issues of Boko Haram that was around Nigeria. He's one of the main president who, during his tenure, was dedicating himself to security. And I think when you look at where Boko Haram is now, or how it has been, it's a bit neutralized. It's a bit neutralized, but he was one of the key players in that country. I think that is one of the legacy that you can look at. But Nigerian politics is very, it's a bit complicated, like many other African countries. But it's always very important to look at what a person have done. The person have done, particularly in Africa, there is this thing of saying, never say bad about the dead, but look at what good things, what legacy that person live in. Interestingly, when you look at what is happening in Cameroon, there's a man by the name Paul Biya. That is the president of Cameroon, the only known president for many years. He's been in power for almost 42 years, and he's a 92 years old man who indicated that he's still ready to serve his country, he's still ready to take part in the elections this year, and to represent the Cameroonian people. And what is also interesting is that when you look at where Cameroon is, like many other African countries, it's, Cameroon is a lower middle income country. And the reaction from the public is not like what is happening in many other countries. And it's very interesting to see, because Cameroon president indicated that, no, he's still going to run for president at the age of 92. And according to science, when you are 92, you are not able to comprehend properly. You're not able to comprehend properly. You are not, your health is deteriorating. But in an African context, that is something that will not go away. Because if you've been in power for more than 40 years and you still want to run, and yeah, something that we need to look at and reflect. But what interests me is also that when you look at the public in Cameroon, majority of them, they are saying he's a good man, which is contradictory to many of our expected you know, views, to say when somebody's 92, he must go home. But the people in his country are saying, no, he must die on the chair. But maybe Africans, we like poverty also. Maybe that is the only thing that we do. Because looking at somebody who is at the age of 92, honestly, it's not right at all. And people like being sensitive about this thing, because there are always those who are benefiting from power. Indeed, if you are 92 years old, you are technically not in power. There's always somebody who is pushing the deals, or somebody who is calling the shots, because you can't concentrate. I don't know what kind of personality, what gene Paul Biya was made of, but you cannot concentrate the meeting, which is 1 hour or 2 hours, comprehending national issues, these issues of advancement, no matter how many advisors do you have, because a presidential job is a most stressful job, because you are time on task. You are working, actually, the whole 5 years you are working, because every day you have to sign documents, every day you have to attend to national issues. Every pain of the nation has to come to you. And these are a lot of things that people don't talk about. That's why you see some of the people, they end up, you know, dying in power. Not necessarily because of the pressure of being a president in Africa, because you have to deal with the system itself first. You have to deal with the system. You have to deal with the basic needs. You have to deal with international pressure. You have to deal with security issues and all those things. But yeah, It's what it is. It's what it is, as they say. It's what it is. And yeah, when you look at Mali also, for those of you who follow African history, not really African history, but African politics, you will also be able to realize to say, in Mali, there's a military, some people say military junta, some people military junta, where the country is being led by the military, the military took over. But the general who took over, the state of Mali, has also granted himself 5-year presidential mandate, because once you test power, once you test power, it's very difficult to relinquish it, and he extended that the 5-year term in Mali, and it's renewable. Apparently, it's renewable. It can be renewed as many times as necessary. That means that the man does not want to leave power. And it says a lot about Africa, because no matter how much we are trying, there is always somebody who is directly opposing the continental goals. And you are asking yourself this question to say, who is benefiting from this thing? Do we have external influence? Because you find somebody, if it happened in a different part of the country, you see the Western or the Eastern world say, no, that is dictatorship. The men must be removed and all those things. But if there is a direct or indirect interest, everybody is quiet. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are looking at what is happening continentally, internationally, and locally. So, after a short commercial break, I'm going to the conversation with Ginamenoa Erastos to talk about the future of the job market based on World Economic Forum report, because it's always very important to look at where we are going as a nation and also as a continent, and also how we can position ourselves, particularly the young people, because every year, for those of you who do not know, every year in January, World Economic Forum always publish the future of job report, or the report which is indicating what are some of the most relevant skills that are going to be required in the world in the next 5 years. They always do that, and they always predict also the change of job market, what is needed, what are kind of skills that are needed, and they look at various issues, but just to give you a prediction based on the research that they made. So that's why it's also very important to look at where we are. S is one of the things that is going to assist us, particularly when we are solving national challenges. So let's go to a commercial break, then from there we can look at the conversation for today.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshuana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarude itayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamweli nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora etatu natu Bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane egelefem the eye.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia is not.
We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at issues of economic development. As I indicated to you earlier on, I'm going to be in the conversation, or I'm already in the conversation with Inamen Wairastos, so in-house economist, and is going to touch on World Economic Forum most relevant and required skills by 2030. There is always that report which is being produced. And yeah, just to help us unpack this. Inamen, good morning, and how are you? Yes, how are you doing? I'm not getting you. Please pick up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit again.
Yeah,
you are audible. Okay, let us look at World Economic Forum most identified, relevant or required skills. They are talking about analytical thinking. They are talking about creative thinking. They are talking about resilience. They are talking about leadership, social influence, technological literacy. Maybe what is your view on this report on the future of jobs, putting the Namibia in context?
Yeah, it has to put Namibia into context.
Also going to affect us whether we are industrialized or we are not industrialized. How can we make ourselves part of that, and how can we plan based on what the World Economic Forum is saying?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not going to impact us, but the impact is not immediate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it doesn't mean go study analytics.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go study analytics now, then you'll work for it.
Yeah.
Look, we people talk about skill gap in Namibia. you have to understand, when people are talking about skilled guests, they are talking about us not having enough welders, marine welders. They are talking about not having enough boilers.
Mm-hmm.
They are talking about not having enough crane operators.
Mm-hmm.
They are talking about not having enough solar technicians. So we have to internalize this. And I'm being careful to say, it's not that we don't need them.
Yeah.
I think that economic advancement,
mm-hmm.
we still need people who can build the chairs. So that we can get ourselves there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can study informatics, you can do all your coding and all.
Well, data analysis, yeah.
But your economy now, your economy. Yes, if you're going to, like the banks and the telecommunication companies are way ahead, I just say. If you go into the bank, certain banks are now moving to certain levels in terms of property.
Mm-hmm.
And also the telecommunication, the MPC circuits are going further.
Yeah.
Beyond this parametric matters where the door open or the analysis because they detect the heat.
Mm-hmm.
How far else is going in terms of advancement?
Mm-hmm. So you are saying we must consider the report, but must also look at our internal issues that we need to sort out first, that we need currently.
Yes, look, the job analysis is based on the economic advancement. People are looking at the level of production. People are looking at what they're doing in your economy, what you're producing, and the type of services, and the type of convenience, and the type of innovation which is required to maintain this or to take it further.
Mm-hmm.
The analysis are based on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we go to the second question, there's always something which I'm concerned about because, you know, you opened something in my mind when we talk about this global analysis and so on. Because Namibia is always, we are trying to develop ourselves, but there's always disruption, either in terms of technology, in terms of new things, while the majority of the population is still behind. How do we balance that? Because we are failing to catch up, we are still far, but there are those who are maybe 2% of the population is already ahead of that, but in terms of industry, like you have mentioned, we are still behind. How can we balance that?
Yeah, and that's a very good question. And it's not about really trying to balance.
Yeah.
We just need to, you need to know what you want and the stage where you are.
Mm.
We have to grow our economy, develop our economy based on our needs.
Yeah.
We can move to the south or to the east because everybody's moving to the east and west.
Mm-hmm.
And I think going out of our policymakers and all these people, and this is the only way that I have.
Yeah.
This way. You know, people are now reading, they are missing New York, but they are missing Beijing.
I think we are going to build the infrastructure that we are not going to use. just extend our people that are going to use them. Okay, let
me just one other question. Yeah, just let me go to the next question.
Yeah.
Your economy is building, and the type of training and the type of education you want to give your people, it should be meeting what the people are looking for and the economy is looking for.
Yes. Based on this report, and I think maybe in terms of technology, we are going to agree on a lot of things, because technological literacy has been, you know, one of the top skills that people are speaking about, whether it's developed economy or developing economy, and it has been among the top five in the or top six in that list. In terms of our infrastructure and our ability to use that technology, how do you view us, particularly Namibia?
Myself, I'm still young. AI, I'm still running away from that. But what is most important is that the technology is supposed to improve efficiency and productivity. And I think there is something that we never actually take a look at. Even when technology was introduced in economic literacy, economic theory.
Yeah.
That is why now in many of our developing countries, like Namibia, we do not employ technology to improve efficiency or to increase output. No. And it's because of that technology literacy. Because we, you know, I keep saying this and I think people are not taking it seriously. Actually, so many of us, we are physical people.
Mm-hmm.
We live and they're like, yeah, you know, we use our hands, we use. And I'm telling you, it's not easy to move yourself from that old literature or methodology that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. And that is what is contributing to adopting technology slower than other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Efficiency hasn't been, inefficiency in our old economic structure where we are from, we muscular, physical people, it's not the same as the efficiency in the current economic structure. And that's why we are struggling to adopt the technology. We work hard. We believe in working hard.
Yeah.
We are smart and adopting the necessary tools.
Mm.
So I can say we have to, if we are going to improve our output, me and my friend were talking about agricultural output yesterday. To improve output, you need to utilize certain things that you can increase your yield.
Mm.
And the technology is one of them.
And while we are there, I think the external world is also using that weakness also to exploit Namibian resources, because we see the issues of hacking. Even Bank of Namibia indicated that the challenge of cybersecurity will still continue the whole of this 2025, and I don't know how we are going to look at that. We look at private sector, the commercial banks. That thing is still going to hunt us, and I think maybe that is also something that we need to look at.
Yeah. Everybody is out there to utilize the weakness. It's not a bad thing. When it comes to economy, when it comes to profit maximization and utility, what they say is a jungle out there. It's a competition like that. And people are going to come for a weakness to get whatever they want. And we do not support to take it personal. Even myself, I still go to the bank end of the month, you know, we go queue on there. Even though I have an app on my phone, I know that exists. This is the funny thing.
Okay, so speak up a little bit, ne? I'm not getting you.
Okay, cool. What I'm saying is the world will use the weakness, and it's not a bad thing. It's a capitalistic system. It's a jungle, as they keep saying. It's a competition. People will use the weakness to get what they 70% of the people that are in the transactions in the village are not adopting the technology, are not adopting the banking services that exist. So as we can learn all the tools, all the banking things, but if the rest of the population are not moving with me, this banking app is using my phone for the sake of it.
Yeah. Okay. Lastly, let us look at skills development in Namibia. There's always complication, misunderstanding, and we are continue to pull each other up and down, especially when it's coming to skills development. Now we are focusing on TVETs, without sorting out the issue of soft skills that we put in the market, and we are also looking at a lot of changes are happening. But in terms of skills development in Namibia, where are we going in terms of skill development? What is the main focus? Is it Namibia? Are the skills or just academic qualifications? There's a lot of complication, and it's also very difficult to form a question also, because when you look at skills, people are saying we are giving you skills. The market is saying, no, what you are giving us is not what you want, and all those things. Where are we standing in terms of this, particularly when you are looking at the future? Let's look at 5 years from now.
I'm confused just like you.
Yeah.
I'm confused just like you. We have so many people that are talking.
Yeah.
We have so many people that are disagreeing. And this is into the context of driven politics. You cannot speak from the academic point of view. You cannot speak from your observation of what you see in Europe. I always want people. I don't like listening to academic people.
Yeah.
And number two, I don't like listening to people who went to China and Beijing and now they want to come treat it up. No. I want to listen to people who contextualize Namibia economy direction and what is needed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm repeating this again.
Yeah.
If you don't read the GDP figures of your country, that's number one. If you don't, if you're not paying attention to how much grain you produce, if you're not paying attention to the underground water that you have, if you're not paying attention to how much raw material that you send out, and when you contextualize the social dynamics, then you can say, these are the type of skills that we need. When you understand that you have to build from the 200 kilometer pipe in the ocean to go, get the oil. Then you can say, yes, we need the marine welder. So the confusion is coming from, because we have a lot of people talking, a lot of them talking, some of them, they are 50 years old, they are 60 years old, some of them, they just want to follow, some of them, they have now discovered technology, they are coding, now coding is the best thing.
Yeah.
And you see, some of them are building apps and they are being funded, even though, look, you can build an agricultural app, whatever app, but if there is no basis or foundation to facilitate this type of thing to happen, then your app is not going to go anywhere. So, the most important thing is that we need to relax the issue. We are making a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for saying
that. I don't know. You did not insult anyone.
This is what I see.
Yeah.
We need to change the whole thing. The academic, you have seen what you have seen.
Yeah.
But come back to the reality of your country.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't provide water to the people in the village. You are talking about constipated people in the village when they are hungry. You do not have a base load electricity. Look, we are jumping so much and we're just making a bunch of noise. Then we're just talking because they're platform. So we have to be honest with ourselves, assess our economy direction.
Yeah.
Look at our aspiration, the document that we have, whatever is the new investment, whatever is the new around, whatever is the new entity. We contextualize things. Then once we contextualize things, then we can see the oil in the message.
Okay. Lastly, I want you to shed some light on coordination, either coordination of information or coordination of institutions in Namibia. Because, if I'm not mistaken, speaking in terms of There was the African peer review mechanism, which was the report of 2022, I think, which is indicating that Namibia has many, you have resources, you have institutions, but you lack coordination. Do people not speaking on, not standing on one view, especially, we can talk about those who are advising the president, for example, because it's like we are going in all directions. What is your view on that in terms of coordination of information or standing on one point, particularly when you speak about contextualization of, what we need?
Yeah, and that is actually our downfall.
Yeah.
I let me give you a task.
Yeah.
Go listen to the Minister of Mines and Industry.
Yeah.
Go listen to the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Go listen to the Minister of Education. Then go listen to the universities and everybody else and the private sector.
Yeah.
Everybody's going in their own direction. This is the most pathetic thing to observe such a small country.
Yeah.
And a group of people who cannot agree on the direction. Then how will you come up with the type of skill set required if you guys aren't communicating in the economy? You know, this is the funny thing. The office of the Prime Minister just there saying, yeah, we are no more going to do this and this.
Yeah.
Then you are going to hear farmers in Kavango, we do not have water.
Yeah.
Then you're going to hear farmers in Kavango are saying, we cannot harvest our maize because we do not have machines. Then you're not wondering, like, okay, you guys are saying you want to solve food insecurity, but you have a green scheme that does not have a machine that harvests.
Yeah.
Then you're going to hear this green scheme, no, we do not have a person to fix our machine.
Mm.
Then here you have a Ongwetiva Vocational Training Center saying we are building, we are focusing on TV. Then you get literally frustrated to look at the lack of coordination and the people who are not listening. Remember, you as a leader, you as a policymaker.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, where most of our leaders are getting things wrong.
Yeah.
They do not read. That's number one. And I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
And I'm not saying they are not reading whatever they are reading. No, I'm saying they are not reading economic patterns and economic trends. What is happening in your economy? What is happening in your SMEs? What is happening at your farmers? Then once you get that type of information, you can contextualize the type of intervention you're supposed to do. Sorry, just to continue.
We can go on. Yeah.
If you have policymakers who go to parliament and make long speeches, there is no context in any of their speeches.
Yeah.
They are not relating because you cannot tell me that you lack skill set.
Yeah.
But until now, you haven't changed your curriculum for your children. You can't. You cannot tell me that until now in your public school there is no coding. You're not introducing coding. And we want technology, digitalization. Colleagues, we are so confused because you are sitting with the curriculum or the structure of your education and you come give a speech in parliament. We are moving to digitalization, AI.
Just while you are there, it's also one thing I was thinking about, you know, when somebody is applying for a job at Ministry of Information, they are still using hard copy instead of, you're supposed to drive technology, but the systems are not standard.
And this is where now the confusion I get is so puzzled by my leaders and my ministries.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, and it's actually very embarrassing.
Yeah.
You are hearing a minister saying AI, digitalization, and you're like, do your nurses even know these things? Look at the people who drive your ambulances in Namibia. Look at the people who drive ambulances. They are all old people.
Just talk about the website. Do you have a website even where people can access you functioning?
So it's embarrassing to listen to my leaders, even the young ones. And why?
Okay.
Because they are not up to date with what is happening in their economy. If you do not know where your economy is, if you do not know where your SMEs is, if you do not know where your infrastructure, software and physical are, please just chill. Don't go make long speeches about things that you have seen somewhere. Contextualize your social and economic development. Know where you stand.
Yeah.
So that you can give proper guidance and proper speeches and proper policy innovation. Right now, And I think our leaders are on steroids. I'm sorry to say it, because they are saying a lot of things. It's so confusing. One is at Walvis Bias, they call Namibia green. Yeah. One is in Rundu saying, yeah, yeah. I'm just like, what are you people saying? And that is why we can't move. We are not moving anyway, because we have leaders that are saying a lot of things about the Namibian things, and they are not doing anything. But if they can all focus on one, two, three, and move and make the move. Mm. Because if you ask them, which policy intervention have you done?
Yeah.
None.
No, I'm still waiting, but I think it's like with much respect, I think it's like a public performance, because they want to evaluate themselves. They are giving themselves like 100, not to say 100 days, but performance evaluation. But I think let us look at the solution, what need to be done, because this is our country. Whoever is in charge, we are responsible to make sure that these people, they drive our country to the right way. What do you think need to be done, especially when in politics there is this thing to say people don't really give a leader the truth. They don't do that. Some of them, they are protecting their bread. I'm also sorry to say this, but how can you tell the leader who is in charge the truth without offending anyone, but also making sure that you are patriotic enough to say whatever you guys are doing in this, or whatever you are planning here in cabinet, is good, but it's not going to be productive. Or let us look at what we can do, because up to now we don't see any tangible thing.
Okay.
What is the best way to do that?
The only solution is this: you cannot develop skills when you do not understand yourself. I'm repeating this again. When you're talking about skills that are required, how will you develop the necessary skills if you do not understand what your sector needs? If the Minister of Health does not understand our own sector, I'm sorry to say this, how will she facilitate skill development? If the Minister of Infrastructure and others does not understand the skill gap required, how will she facilitate the policies that will tell you, Nam, that will guide IUM? And again, I'll add to this, and this is my solution. If IUM, UNAM, and NAST are sitting in their lecture hall and talking academics and talking literature from the European side of things,
This is why
I fight with my economic lectures. I don't agree with them, because we go in a lecture room and they tell me what happened in the British a long time ago, all old nonsense. Now, if you have such a type of people not talking about their current issues and where they are, then how will they facilitate the skill development? That is my key question. So the solution to my leaders and to everybody, myself included, is that we have to understand ourselves. Look, David, there is nothing else better than understanding yourself. I stay in Haganah. One of the issues that I have is lighting in my street, and I carry my laptop while I'm walking to the store. That is the first thing. And actually, and even my internet, therefore telecom, doesn't work. So you look at that. So my solutions are based on me. I'm not going to look at whatever the world is doing. Let us look at the type of social issues and economic issues that we have at the production level and at the efficiency level. Then we can guide the vocational training center. Then we can guide the IUM. Then we can guide you now. Because the lectures are so hard-headed, they don't look outside of the university. They focus on books. If we can have now an understanding of where are we in terms of economic development, what are our social issues, then we can now guide it, what type of skills that do we need to get to such a level. And it means everyone from our politician and academic and all leaders needed to understand them. That's why, David, it's very important for you to read your economic performances. Look at the sectors that are performing. Look at your poverty level and everything. Then you get now to ask it, then how do we solve this? What type of skill set can get us to produce more from our potatoes and also from our rice there? What can get us there? So it's not that, no, let us do this. No, we need to understand ourselves. Let us calm down, guys. We are everywhere. Let us chill and understand ourselves. then we can now start devising solutions and also the type of skill set that is required. You cannot guide what type of skill set the kid needs if you do not understand yourself.
Yes.
It starts from there.
Yes, Ginomino Erastus, thank you very much for your contribution. Thank you for that honest input. And I think it's up to us to see which direction we are going to take, because if we are not assisting, this thing will just... I don't want it to collapse, but it will not solve our problem to say that. But yeah, thank you very much.
All the best, man. Let us calm down our leaders,
okay.
Everywhere.
Yes, that is Ginomino Erastus. He's an in-house economist, and he was giving us his perspective regarding where we are going as a country. We are looking at the World Economic Forum report, because, you know, World Economic Forum is always giving reports every year, and also prediction to say in the next 5 years, this is what is going to happen. And based on the conversation that we have, is that Namibia, we are most likely to praise the world. We are most likely to implement what is the world want. Then we forget ourselves. That's why we end up in conflict with what the world is saying. Because I remember there was a conversation that, yes, it's a good thing we were number one. We were number one in Africa at the time in terms of press freedom. We were best governance, and I think at that time our president, our second president, Tate Pohamba, got an award from his Mo Ibrahim Award on good governance and leadership. And we were getting all these decorated, awards. But when you look at what is happening at home, like what we are speaking now, what is happening at home, the situation is not good. The situation is not good. Inequality is intensifying. But based on what Ginomino have said, maybe one thing that we need to look at is that when you look at our current governance, for example, our current cabinet, it's always very good to be honest and also look at the results, because people, they don't want the perfection. When they don't want perfection, they just want the result. They want output. They want the project which can be seen. They want the project which can be seen. And a lot of system. But one thing I've also realized is that through our education, we're taught a lot of theories. But when you come to the field, you have to learn another skills, because that time is just when you are sitting at the lecture hall. But what is indicated and what we need to take, especially what Ginomino have said, is that let us understand ourselves. What do we need as Namibia? What infrastructures do we need? What are we focused? What are our people need? And how can we move forward? Because when you look at the context, when you look at our governance system, when you look at what our leaders are doing now, yes, it's good intention, but you have a very clear plan what we are going to do. Do you read your economic report? You have researchers who are giving you right information, and if you have so, where are these people getting those information? Because one thing that we need to understand is that there have been a lot of and I continue to say this, especially in terms of business, it's more important to, you know, a person who have experience of running a business, experience from starting over, you do a lot of failures, you stand up and you do your business, is regarded as more valuable than somebody who has a degree in entrepreneurship and an MBA in entrepreneurship, cum laude to, for that matter. You pass all your module with a distinction, but because you don't have experience in the field, you don't know what Namibia needs. Because there's still a lot of people who, especially our lecturers and our academicians, academic is good, but unproductive academics is something that will also put us in trouble. Something that will put us in trouble, because we do research for the sake of research, not really research for productivity. Because had we done that, okay, let's take the caller. Hello?
Yes, Mr. Shombe, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too, sir?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So yes, that one is Kanjo.
Yeah, that is the man himself.
Yeah, that's the man himself. That one is the man himself.
Yeah.
You know what he does sometimes?
Yeah.
He gives us some assignments. He challenges us. When it comes to, especially when it comes to serious business, like there was a time he gave us the, you know, about business plan.
Apparently, we must not talk anymore. Let's go to the field. He's very angry.
No, yeah, he's right.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a time when he said, yes, you guys, you want to come up, you know, entrepreneurs, you want to come formulate your business plan and things like that. You guys, come to me.
Yeah.
And then he gave us, I don't know whether it was a month.
Yeah.
And then he said, fine, nobody, because he said, no, we coordinate that particular effort.
Yeah.
Coordinate them, coordinate our energy, coordinate our little resources that we have.
Yeah.
In coordinate all the little knowledge or information that we have.
Yeah.
So that he himself.
Yeah.
If he, you know, perhaps he was going to even pay from his pocket to rob in somebody to assist him as well.
Yeah.
You know? You know, this paper works.
Yeah.
And then after a month or so, nobody came. I said, okay. I said, bring up your business. And he was now aligning our capability and all these things.
Yeah.
With this unlisted loans. I don't know whether it's unlisted from the GIPF. So, and you know, those things, you know, people are making development projects, business projects. And the entrepreneurs are coordinating the factor of production.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Let's look at the content. Right? There's something which I want to pursue also, especially when it's coming to what we said we are going to do, what we have done, and what we are going to do. I don't want you to assess our government. I just want your view to say, where are we standing? Are we moving at the pace that we are supposed to move in, or are we moving according to plans?
We are not moving at that pace. But we should not disregard our effort.
No. Because we don't want diplomacy. Diplomacy failed us for a very long time.
No. I'm just telling you from the economic point of view.
Okay.
Yes, I'm just telling you from the economic, you know, using those terms.
Yeah, okay.
We are now to move.
Yeah.
And there is now hammering on coordination about this sector.
Yeah.
And we know that our issues require multiplicity.
Yeah.
You know, the approach that we used to use, multifactorial approach.
Yeah.
And also that all of us, we speak with one voice.
Yeah.
That means we are able to coordinate our efforts.
Yeah.
We are able to coordinate our efforts, our energy.
Mm.
And then now we see, I'm not saying that of course, we still have room to improve.
No, it's not a room to improve, just a hall, or maybe
yeah,
a whole building.
You can say so, my brother.
Yeah.
And, but all what we are saying is that thing.
Yeah.
Then, you see, if I tell you this, where we came from.
Yeah.
Just starting with the schools, everything, you know?
Yeah.
Infrastructure that we are talking about, all those issues.
Yeah.
We were not moving them. They were not there.
Yeah.
I'm telling the truth. They were not there. So look at those, I was with, you know, I came long ago.
Oh, okay.
So they were not there.
Okay, I want to ask, did we build the infrastructures because other countries are building the infrastructures, or did we build the infrastructure based on the need of our people?
That's why I think let's coordinate, let's reform the policies, let's reform our act, and then we are able to come up. Like last time we were talking about consultancy, we are talking about a lot of things that are not so, like you say, we have got immediate needs, we have got strategic most of these things, the world is global, and most of these goals, Namibia ascribes to also those kind of agenda.
Mm.
So that whatever is happening in China, whatever is happening here, That's why you see that infrastructure. If you are already at the base in Africa,
yeah,
and then you cannot take up opportunity for that. So, of course, we need some facilities and everything in the rural area, yeah, so that we can start developing and training our kids in maybe, let's say, gas engineering, yeah, oil engineering,
yeah,
all those minerals that we are discovering.
Hmm.
We also need to improve and redirect our curriculums and our efforts. I tell you that those efforts that are there,
hmm,
even if you go into a village now, maybe 2-3 villages,
mm,
and then they say that there is a school to be constructed or a clinic to be renovated.
Mm.
In your village there in the constituency,
yeah,
many of those boys, even if they are coming from VTC, have got a lot of them. They are not able to do anything, but they need to be coordinated.
Apparently, focusing on curing disease is very important, and they are saying, apparently, most of the sickness that we have is not really sickness. It's just a lack of nutrients. It's just food.
You see now the kind of food that we eat.
We just don't. We
can produce food when we were growing up. We never bought food from cassava from anywhere. We never bought sweets from anywhere. You know all those things we could produce them in our house, but we didn't have water.
Mm.
You didn't have, the running water or whatever those things that you have in your houses now.
Yeah.
There were no roads. There were no cars. So all I'm saying is that there is a room, there are rooms to improve.
Okay.
So let's not get discouraged, but coordinate our effort like Kazuo Kapa, you can say, and then do something better.
Yes, thank you very much for input.
Welcome.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. Just a debate which is, it's a heavy debate which is provoked by, you know, the report, by World Economic Forum where we are going. We speak more on data science. I speak more on, critical thinking. Speak more on, skills of analytical thinking. But, the conversation is directed to say problems that we have, we must look at how we can solve our own problems. And also I think the issue that we also have is we spend more time in the office than in the field. We spend more time in the office than in the field, particularly practical industries. Then we end up reading speeches which indeed are written by people who are not even there where we are going. Then it's not right. It's not right at all, because I was watching some of the speeches of our politicians, and there is a difference between somebody who read the speech that I don't want to say he wrote or she wrote, but reading a speech and you are connecting to people, and people, they know exactly that you are talking to them, than just reading for the sake of killing time. And we are seeing this. And if you want to access governance, look at, you can have a best speech which is maybe written by AI to say, but you are not connecting with people. And a lot of people are complaining to say, no, these people that you brought to us, are they really going to drive our developmental agenda? Are they going to, need to drive it? Because if we continue to be too much careful not to make a person angry, to say, no, with much respect, Madam President, this is how you can do it. And you appoint me as a minister of trade or international relations, as a minister of health. This is where we are going. And these are the facts on the table. These are the people who are suffering. This is what needs to be done. This is where the budget is going. And maybe your priorities are good, but at my field, this is what I'm going to do. The problem that we have in Namibia, and I think we suffered a lot due to our poverty that we went through. We suffered a lot. It's more on protecting the bread than doing national interest. It's more on protecting the bread, because people are not honest enough. That's why we are in this situation. And the situation that we are is not just for the sake of saying it. It's crisis. And the moment we are not going to have, we don't want it really to say a disruptive economic, change. We just want results. Those are the only things. And we are always indicating this to say, a minister cannot do a job. It cannot do a job at all. But he or she can provide direction, because at the end of the day, it's the whole structure, those who are implementing. Those who are implementing. And, yeah, it's a debate that we can expand. It's a debate that we can expand. It's a debate that we can expand, because Namibia is a very small country. And, the tendency of us, disliking people because they have different opinion put us where we are. Because, those years we have seen it, not only in politics, but also in business. Not only in politics, but also in private sector. You can also see it, at NGOs, in even religious organizations. You'll find a person who is saying, okay, look, we have been doing this for the past 25 years. The system produced these results and you are not doing well. Let us improve. I don't want to go deep into the politics of things, but one thing I can indicate to you is that when you look at like South Africa, where South Africa is now, where South Africa is, I was listening to Meme Narendi Pando, he's a former Minister of International Relations, and one of the lady who was who played a crucial role in taking Israel to court regarding these Palestinian things. And she was asked a question to say, how did we get where we are at the GNU? How did South Africa get where South Africa is? And say, no, we tried our best, but we failed to address the need of our people. We failed to address the need of our people. And what people are saying in the street is very difficult also to convince them to say, this is what I have done. And she was so diplomatic enough to say, much can be done. Yes, much can be done, but result is only what is needed. Because at the end of the day, we are a small population. We are still going to continue speaking the way we are speaking. Because I think in Namibia, we also have a very short memory. Just go back and go in 2004, go in 2006, go back, look at the speech of our president by that time, Tate Pohamba. What was his plan? How many people were clapping hands? How many people had also hope? How many people benefit? Yes, there are also those who benefited. There are developments. We are not saying that, but if we have to assess our leadership, in terms of giving them certificates to say, out of 100 expectations, where are you standing? Are you even going to give them D or C? Or just below 30%? If you are just to be honest to say, what you said at the manifesto, the budget you are given to do that, the results and the outcome, where are you standing? Just simple as that. Yes, they are unpredictable situations, but other countries are moving. Other countries are moving, but what can we do? And, you know, when I mentioned something very, 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 very important to say, our young lawmakers, when they get into the August House, they lose their youthfulness. Not, maybe they are integrated by the system, which is also, most of them are elders, but it's a bit youth now, but the conversation that they are heading on, the conversation that they are bringing up, it's completely different from what they leave us at on the ground. It's completely different, and if we can try to be honest enough, and also look at our real problems that we are facing, this problem can be solved within 5 years, as it has been said. And there's something which I'm very angry with, but it's not really angry to pass my anger through this information, but. I wanted to see where NIDA was going. I wanted to see where NIDA was going. But now the chief is gone. The chief came up with a strategic plan which promised people 35,000 jobs. And, us, when you promise us 35,000 jobs, we are going to look at you. We are not going to sit waiting, but we are going to work hard and also looking at how we can be incorporated in that. And that just promises without any accountability. I think it's also something that we also need to look at, because you coming to me and promising me this, giving me this budget and all these things, And at the end of the day, producing zero to none is not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. That's why we need to go beyond that. Yeah. We have around 5 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. We have around 5 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And the conversation of today is loaded. It's loaded to that extent that it's not really, there is still more to expand on the conversation, especially academia. Academia is the main thing that you need to look at. Those who teach at university must know their purpose. Why are you teaching at university? What are you teaching people? What are you teaching people? Not necessarily those who teach, because there are those who make, who are in charge of setting up the curriculum. Because in my mind, I have expectation to say, when you are teaching me this, and I've been there for 5 years, and when I come there, I have my honors, and I don't want even people to touch me because I have an honors degree in this field. I can do it and all those things. But when you come to the field, you realize that the power cuts have changed. The poster is shifted. And you have to redo a lot of things again. Let us look at that academia. Let us look at the issue of vocational training center. The issue of agriculture. People spoke about agriculture for a very long time. But little to none is done. Little to none is done. And just give you this example. South Africa is going through a lot of shift also. There is unstable governance structure. That one you can admit. There is external pressure from the Western world. Tariffs here and there. And when these guys got hit by just disruption in their economy, how are we going to survive? Let me say they closed their border for just 1 week. How are we going to survive in this country where we have a lot of PhDs, a lot of churches and industries, where to bring a lot of chaotic, you know, views. In Africa, is the only continent where churches are more than industries, they are more than you know, factories. And then you are just asking yourself to say, "Ta, there is a very long way to go. There is a very long way to go." And how are our kids going to survive in this structure? But there is nothing without hope. And I want people to get us very clearly to say, when we are giving this discussion, we are not criticizing anyone. And being a problematic child sometimes can also assist you, so that your parents will understand where you are going. But being submissive and also clapping on hopes, people will also not change. But it's also very important, as you know, our policymakers to take us very seriously, and also not to defend themselves, because they are serving us, they are servants, and take criticism very seriously. Not to that extent that we want them to fall, but criticism to that extent that let us look at what can you do. Is that policy right to be implemented? And are you advising our president correctly? Because the decision of the president is based on the advice. She put you in those positions because she trusts that with your expertise, you can give her honest advice rather than just praising her, so that you can keep your bread, but the country is not going. And that we see that it has been happening for a very long time. Because you are an advisor to the president. Give right economic matters. Give right economic matters. Look at our SOEs. Look at our SOEs and understand that we have a long way to go. How are we going to come from this situation that we have? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, it's always good when you are following Eagle FM, and we are always very happy when we meet you. You indicating that you are following the conversation. We are also happy for those who contributed. We are very happy for those who follow us in all our social media platform. And yeah, you can give your views. You can give your opinion. And the other thing also, what is also very important, is that, you know, when we put our posters on social media, before the conversation come up, it's also good. You can comment, give your opinion. We can state it here. You give your opinion about how things, how you feel about that, point, because I know some of you, you are not free to speak up, or you are not able also to communicate telephonically, but it's always very important to give your comments. Then we can also share it with the public, because at the end of the day, this country, Namibia, will not go anywhere, but its direction depends on how we are going to play our role. Wherever we are, whether you are a taxi driver, whether you are a security guard, whether you are a cleaner, you are a professional, whatever you do, you are contributing to this national development. But yeah, just make sure that on that point we contribute to the conversation, and let us not look at things. If they are not right, they are just not right, and it's the only way that we are going to change. So thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Choveri with Unpacking the Day. So see you. Bye-bye for now.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iheweke kovano ile koshua.